Get up. The commencement address is as fake as your education, and you still need to learn for real. Do not let the ghoul at the podium belittle you with make-believe fantasies. A celebrity or a lucky winner, an electable face who could afford to stay on the election carousel long enough to be picked by little more than choice, is not a model for anything. And if anything, it is a false leader. There is no little voice that you must hear and follow. Healthy people don't hear voices. The only thing you can listen to is narrated books written by secular and clear-thinking great beings about their hard-won wisdom. Beings whose contributions will outlast the reruns or re-elections, and in fact, carry on for centuries. You don't have an intuition, not yet, because you were not aware that there was a 10,000 book intellectual inheritance that you had to be helped to first, at the very least, so that you could spot your education was fake. To kill a mockingbird and the Godfather or the Firm do not constitute any relevant part of your intellectual inheritance. The books you were supposed to read were the ones that instantly changed lives for the better, the ones you could freely inherit real wisdom from. Do you hear me? And you bet that it was a hard-won wisdom that bent the mind and bone of the clear-thinking author. Wisdom that they hoped to present to you so that you didn't have to start at zero, because that is what the imposter syndrome you feel marks. Everything you know is unintegrated and thus impossible to make sense of. Real education is self-directed. Education can only be self-directed. How could you think that standardized education could possibly work? You learn in a sequence that fits you, you and only you. And then you gain the ability to navigate it like a memory palace, like a map, like a city. It is, in fact, a city within you. The imposter syndrome is real because your education is fake. Standardized education, along with its subject divisions, can't work. Real education doesn't work that way. It must be self-directed and self-paced. It must touch your constellation of curiosities, the thing that makes you you, that makes you unique and different from everyone else. Real education does not feature memorization. And you know that memorization was temporary. I don't know what you were hoping to achieve. Scraps of knowledge limited by what the classroom can cram before tests are worthless. You have been betrayed. This is not your fault. More than that, this ceremony is a commencement of you paying off the debt with all that sweet, sweet interest. You have been put into debt for the rest of your foreseeable life because you were easy to manipulate and easy to betray. A carrot and stick of a diploma and punishment of being held back or ridiculed or having a low GPA was there to shut you up, to make you say nothing the moment you realized that memorization was temporary. And it gets worse. The knowledge that you are already forgetting was mixed up on purpose. Because your teachers figured out that an incomprehensible curriculum is one that they can bet on. They knew that you would memorize it like a little memorization machine. As a result, they didn't even have to try to teach you. They made you perform like a puppet on a stage. You still need a real education. And no, you can't just go to the job that your diploma affords you. All the positions around you will be filled by fake it until you make it types. You can't be one of them. The world has no more room for fools. And anyway, the only people that can advance are those with family connections. You may not even work there very long, as you will be displaced by fake interviews. Not only do you still need a real education, but you need to learn to build your business too. Because you can't rely on somebody else delivering your money. Who will fire you faster than you can ask for a raise? They will replace you with two people that are slightly more expensive, but are easier to replace. How can you not see that? The business idea is easy. You build a school. Self-directed, full of visualization and animation and simulation, so that all the students can see how everything works, so that there are no leaps, so that it is a cohesive whole as it is dictated by students' personal curiosities. The commencement speaker is already contradicting what they said some other time, and neither loaf has any value. They will tell you things that aren't even possible. It is not possible for you to do the same thing for the rest of your life because we are learning creatures, not repeating machines. Every new lesson will lift you to a higher calling. Where you start and where you end is a three-dimensional space, not a two-dimensional plane. The middle is your lateral rise. What you do when you are young is just the beginning. You're not meant to do that for the rest of your life. Nothing that you strive for will ever be cut up into different sections as people want you to believe. Your progress is the result of your rise, of your growing up, of your growing all the way up. Therefore, it is connected by definition. Your only aim in life is growing all the way up until you become an authentic great being. That's where you will understand your life and everybody else's lies. Do not let them bring their imaginary friends into this either. Do not network with men driven by made-up creatures. There is only one reality, and stick to it. Religious indoctrination and a religious body mutilation is the same kind of abuse. That your schools have failed to teach you to stay away from religious cults is yet more proof that your education is overwhelmingly ineffective, if not downright fake. Only trust in those who hold human life dear, not those who will send millions to war for economic gain and easy re-elections. They neither know what war is or why they are doing it. trust those who stand above all indoctrination and can easily see that criminals are simply made ill by stress and poverty and are not, in fact, super predators, but children who were betrayed, left behind, and cursed, and are now stuck. Whatever wave of indoctrination comes next, it must be prevented by leaving behind dead ends and bad ideas and helping those children grow. Your generation must embrace the kind of greatness that makes humanity grow, that helps people leave a positive and lasting legacy that the generations that are yet to come can grow on. We must each leave a legacy that will guide the future generation towards a better and healthier life, a brighter future without an end or limit or any destination in sight. A future that will constantly enable its generations with more and not rob them or damn them to repeat regrettable mistakes. The only real threat to humankind is the cult of stupid. The stupid old ghouls and lucky celebrities spouting off some pretty words in a way that only an actor can. Here, they continue misleading those who don't know better into another path of division or derision. Get up. Get up and make them see you leave. Show that you know. Watch the doubt wash over them. And keep on walking, because you need to pack for the real school now. The Appalachian Trail, the Pacific Crest Trail, and the Continental Divide. Here, you will receive your real education as you listen to hundreds of narrated books to guide you out of the curse that you have received. Out of this idea that life can be easy, that it's all here because you have a diploma. That you are an app away from actually making it. You're not. You're nowhere near making it. It will be tough as hell, and you will have to grow as tough as nails. And you will have to return to where you left off, to that spot where you cried and walked off the trail with your blisters, with your pain, with your I can't. Days or weeks, not months after, you have to go back and continue the journey. Now stronger, now more powerful. You take it all the way to the end until you finish your first section hike. Until you finish the first batch of the hundreds and hundreds of narrated books in your queue. Do not let the world make a tool out of you. You are meant to become a clear-thinking, great being who leaves a meaningful and positive legacy that others can build on.